companies, small and large, are getting these cease and desist, and really, we have no alternative.
Kavanaugh Executive Director Lorraine O'Donnell tells WBFO News that order came from a Broadway producer tied to the Harper Lee estate. But O'Donnell says the theater did receive rights for staging the play from Dramatic Publishing Company 2 years ago, and it's a different version from the Broadway production.
And when I heard about the Broadway production, again, a different, whole different adaptation written by Aaron Sorkin, I called the publishing company that we got the rights from and said, okay, I heard about the Broadway production. I just want to make sure that we're still fine, that we still have the rights. And they said, yes, we actually have an arrangement with them. You're all set. It's a different adaptation. You're fine. And ours was written by Christopher Sergel, and it has been around for about 30 years, and theaters all around the country have been doing this.
O'Donnell and her crew were forced to strike the set. They're rebooting after selling 3,000 advance tickets just 2 weeks before they're to open. She's outraged after spending thousands of dollars on the production with a cast of 19 adults and 6 children.
So our entire staff of artists and designers on a dime had to turn and start a completely different show. And that's what we'll be doing because we really have no choice.
Kavanaugh is now preparing to perform George Orwell's 1984. It's set to open March 15th.
What's important to the Kavanaugh Theater and especially Juvelle College, because of course we are sponsored by Juvelle College, what's important to us right now is getting our patrons and our Juvelle students a quality production that we're known for, so that, you know, our patrons are satisfied because, hey, they've been looking forward to this for a year.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.